Now, I mentioned Mike Hanrahan, and the least I can do is play some. Mike Hanrahan, next. Good man.
I can hear a lonely minstrel on a crowded street. No one stands to listen, they turn and look discreet. See him with his head held high, music on the flow. He can hear a distant cry reaching out to know. We walk away, talk away, looking for someone to blame. Feeling fine, singing the line, I can see no other way. The artist on the pavement has a burning wish inside. I can hear the echo linger, she must be denied. Yet beneath her ragged feet lies a mirror of their lives. She can smile, they pass by, a fool to their eyes. We walk away, talk away, looking for someone to blame. Feeling the swine, singing the line, I can see no other way. Ooh, don't walk away. Ooh, don't walk away.
Now, I just thought I'd play Walk Away for the crack. The reason I'm playing Walk Away is because, because Mike Hanrahan's in front of me. Michael, how are you?
I'm excellent, Marty.
I have to say, the last time you were with me, you had that beautiful book under your arm. Do you remember?
That's right, yeah. Beautiful Affair, the book.
Music, food and Friendship,
and
wasn't
friendship,
it?
Friendship, yeah.
What a beautiful book.
My memoir.
Oh, but it was just something else. But you see, again, people sometimes say to us, actually, Mike Hanrahan, as you're playing in the band and talking, but you're a culinary artist as well. But people forget the Ballymaloe link and everything.
Yeah, I did 10 years of it.
Yeah.
I started in Ballymaloe as a student. Yeah. And then Doreena said, she rang me, said she was looking for someone to join the faculty, and she thought it would suit me.
Yeah.
And I went down and I joined, and she kind of taught me how to be a teacher. And I had a wonderful year there teaching students. And I really enjoyed that aspect of the cooking. I'd love to have kept that up. But then Pat Short rang me and he said he was looking for someone to take over the kitchen in his pub, which was only a couple of miles from Ballymaloe.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, I actually do know someone around Patrick. So we had 3 years of really amazing
isn't
stuff.
Isn't that something?
He was great. Pat was great because he gave me carte blanche on the food and he allowed me to do what I wanted to do. No, apparently he was my greatest customer because he couldn't stop eating.
Really?
In the place. No.
And did you make him the breakfast roll?
Every morning, noon and night, he was knocking on the door. But we had great fun and we created a real food destination for people to come to enjoy.
That's a great
local
thing.
Produce. It was all local produce. So I used the ethos of Ballymaloe in the kitchen.
Good for you. Mm. Good for you. And he's a good guy too.
He's great.
He's great, isn't
he?
He's a marvellous man. He really is. He's also a very decent musician.
He's an incredible musician. Great sax player.
Yes, he is.
His first instrument.
Yes, he is.
Piano and guitar and sings. Yeah, he's and a superb actor.
I actually
hate him and not about him now.
Yeah,
but not to think about it.
There's very little to love in fairness. Listen, hometown. This is something else. Talk to me about hometown.
Well, we recorded, we have a current lineup. You see, we've been kind of hitting on the nostalgia belt with the last album we released.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, we did the retrospective album and it was 550 million songs on one album with Universal. And it was really great. Mm. And we revisited and toured it. But we have this current lineup of, and there's a couple of young whiz kids playing with us for the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And we wanted to capture that sound before we go in next year and do a proper studio album and write some new material.
Okay.
So we did, and we recorded.
But this was in Ennis.
In Ennis, and we recorded a couple of tracks in Dublin at Tradfest.
Yeah.
But it's an Ennis gig, basically. And of course, the atmosphere, the hometown, you can't beat.
But sure, you make me laugh. I was looking at your Twitter thing the other day, and you were talking about somebody dying in the hotel in Ennis from
that's
Ulysses.
Right.
Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah, somebody said that somebody died in the Queen's Hotel in Ulysses, one of your man's uncle's in the book.
Yeah.
And I would challenge anybody in Ennis who knows that, because that proves whether you have or have not read the book.
That's a very good point. But what I love about it is you're like an ambassador for Ennis. You never let a moment pass. And you're right too.
Oh, it's home too.
Yeah, but it's home too, and it's pride of place and all the rest of it. But this is, so this is, if you like, this is an interim album before new stuff comes.
Yeah, we've started writing and new material. I'm writing a lot of songs anyway. And the lads are writing some tunes, and we thought it would be really good to capture it, because I really love this current lineup.
Yes.
I think it's because of the vibrancy of the young musicians.
Sure.
Tara Breen on fiddle and Carol Lynch on banjo. I mean, they hop off Paul, the flute player, and they bring him out of himself. Just like a whole new lease of life for Sly.
That's lovely.
It's a really exciting gig.
Yeah.
And we did that gig at Tradfest in the stadium. It was our first one back, and just you could get a sense from the audience, and they lifted the band.
But you must have been delighted with yourself as well to be on that stage and to feel
amazing.
That. The energy in the room, and that's the big thing.
As soon as we walked out, the whole place erupted, and it was like, we're back. And people used to say to us, I wonder, would you get nervous now going back to the gigs? And so not a chance.
Well, yeah.
I think it was Ronnie Drew used to say to me years ago, why would you waste the first 15 minutes of the gig getting nervous? So he used to say, get nervous before the gig and then go out and do it.
And of course, Ronnie, as we both know, had great patience. Great man for patience. Listen, you brought your guitar.
I did, yeah.
But incidentally, are all the hits on the live album, most of them I've said.
Yeah, and a couple of other songs.
Oh, good.
Because when we were doing the retrospective album, we found music from albums we couldn't get our hands on for years.
Right.
So we kind of resurrected some of those songs, and they're on it. We sang those live.
I take it Skidoo is on it.
Oh, yeah, Skidoo.
Oh, you couldn't.
Skidoo is the one, it's our kind of flagship single for the album.
Yeah,
And that was written by Steve Cooney. And
it's a great piece of work.
Yes, great. He's not playing on the track now, but we're using his tune.
Okay,
it's great.
Okay. Well, this is a version. This is a live version.
Live.
Live and in your home. Hometown, see?
Yeah.
Linking again. From Stockton's Wing, here it is.
Nice to be having you.
We have that, so that's live, and you're live. Now, you brought your guitar, my friend.
Yes.
What were you thinking of doing something for us?
Well, yeah.
I just brought it for the crack.
I bring it with me everywhere. But, you know, if I didn't bring it, you'd be giving out to me.
Well,
you know?
I would, in fairness. There would have been words.
And I've spent 2 years in my box room in home writing a whole heap of new songs.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was lovely. And I'm releasing them bit by bit over the year, and it's going to be called Songs from the Box Room. A whole series of songs. And it was just great to get back in touch with my writing self again.
And what was it? Was it the pandemic that made it possible, or was it other things that got in the way? Or like when you say you're writing back to writing again, what brought you back to it? Was it the lack of having to be elsewhere? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think it was when I started writing this song I'm going to sing for you, and I was with Ralph McTell at a gig in Dublin, and he was going in for some minor operation, and he was really afraid going in, and we were talking about it, and I thought, geez, that's amazing, the sense I got from talking to him.
Yeah.
Now he's great again, because we met him in January and he was in great form. But I went home and I started scribbling my first words in years, because in the kitchen, Marty, when you finish 12 hours, You know, you're not really, there's no muse anywhere to be seen.
No, if
they arrive at the door, you kind of kick them out and let me go to sleep.
That's enough.
But there was no sign of him. So I started writing these words and then I started messing around with them. And then lockdown happened and I thought, let's use the time.
Good for you.
Of course, as soon as you start writing, for me anyway, I turn the tap on. And
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's great. It's super.
Yeah.
I think the book helped me in a way because I'd spent a good 12 months writing the book.
I loved the book. What I loved about the book, and I told you at the time and I'll tell you again, you gave so much of yourself into that book.
Mm.
Like, you really did. Mm. You know, you shared a lot with and that was probably, that's a kind of a good thing, I would suspect, that you're offloading, if you like.
Yeah, I felt great about it. It was like, it's own therapy. And it was, I couldn't have asked for more.
It is beautiful. And it's in our kitchen to this day, my friend.
Oh, great.
Because it's a gorgeous thing. Listen, so, do you want to get the guitar?
Right.
Want to get the guitar? And now, do you want to tell us what the song is or just go for it?
The song is the first of the box room songs.
Oh, yes.
And it's called Chase the Moon. I'll give you a bit of it. And I wrote this for my good friend Ralph Mittal.
Oh, that's nice.
Raging tide. When we hear the oarsmen singing, land ahoy, heave a sigh. When we reach the swells out there across the water, far beyond the foam will rise and fall. Let mercy be the wave that takes us home. So let's roll, 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 and chase the moon, chase the moon, chase the moon, chase the moon. Let's chase the moon, let's chase the moon. Chase the moon. Let's chase the moon.
Short version of
it. Oh, that's lovely. I love that. I could hear strings and everything on that in my head.
Mm.
That's beautiful.
Get into the orchestra there, Martin.
Now we have it. I know a fella involved.
I'm free next Christmas.
Are you? I might be free myself. I know a fella down there. That's gorgeous. And I love the way you dedicated to Ralph McTally, your mate. I know he is. And he's quite the talent too. He's gorgeous.
He's just a wonderful man. Yeah. And he's still writing songs.
I read his autobiography years and years ago. And it was gorgeous. He's an interesting fella too.
Yeah, lovely guy. Great history. And we've a great history with him. My second gig was Stockton's Ring was support to Ralph McTally in the old film theatre in Cork, the Savoy.
All right.
And they ran gigs and we've been meeting ever since. He had a place in Putney and we used to play a gig called The Half Moon. And do you remember, people of a certain age would remember the Saturday morning wrestlers on RT, Giant Haystacks.
That's right.
And Giant
and
Haystacks.
And that was a Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, and Giant Haystacks, like, he was huge. He was actually the bouncer. He was the bouncer for the Half Moon in Putney.
You're joking.
And he wouldn't bounce a ball, but he was his presence was enough for people.
if you came near him, you'd bounce off him.
And he was the gentlest man, and he used to love Stockton's Ring. And,
isn't that lovely? That's a great old story.
And
what about gigs now? What's the next plan in terms of Stockton's Wing out and about?
Well, we've got the gigs that were cancelled in Cotton, and they're all coming back in April. We're doing the Seamus Heaney Centre in Armadia. End of March, and into April we go to Ballycotton and we go to Rathoath. We're doing Dolans in Limerick, and there'll be a few more gigs, festivals and things like that. I think there's going to be a lot happening for Stockton's Wing. We've got, for some reason, there's a bit of an energy back in the band.
Sure.
Maybe it was the break was great, but after the gig in Dublin we all sat down and said we need to do more, you know, we just have to.
But you see, it's, as the fella said, you can do all sorts of other things as well, but it's in you and this is what you do, so everything else is fine and fantastic and dandy, but this is what you do.
Yeah.
And to get back to that, because missing that is very hard. I mean, if I wasn't doing what I do, for example, and this is just sitting here chatting to you and playing some tunes, I'd miss it desperately, because if you like what you do, you're not working.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know.
And it never is. You never look at it as work.
No,
no. You know, and I guess that's what I found for me. We've been in my box room. Every day was a joy to get up in the morning. And so I never took on that whole thing of, oh, God, we're in lockdown. I never embraced that.
Oh, that's terrific.
And I used it to my best. My wife kept working all the way through, so I had the house to myself.
Yeah.
And I kind of used it for that purpose, just to get...
Well, you were blessed, obviously, that she was able to be working as well.
Yeah, it was great.
Between the two of you. Hometown, by the way, just to let you know, obviously Beautiful Affair is in there, which is one of the most popular songs, as you know, in Ireland. Of all time.
That's great, yeah.
And Walk Away, I'll be in there, and all the rest of it. And Skidoo, which we mentioned. Will you, any chance of another little song while you're here? Just that you have the guitar out, it seems like a waste to put it back in its case.
I need to do another one.
Do you know what I mean? Nothing at all now, that maybe that you'd like to just to amuse us.
Do you know what I'll do?
What do you do?
My mum, we lost her mum last year. She was a maiden woman.
What was her name?
Mary Kelleher. Hanrahan.
Mary Hanrahan, Mary Kelleher, yeah. What age was she, Mike?
95.
Yeah. Same age as my mother when she
really?
Went. Yeah. Heck of an age, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. And she had spent 7 years in dementia, and it was tough. But I always say things that when she moved on, my life changed, and I've kind of dedicated a lot of my life to dementia and research in dementia and working with people in dementia. And we have set up this thing with an American dancer where we'll go online into homes and we'll create dance and music to the people who are living with dementia. And it's about creating these moments.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's incredible to watch them. We did the great one at Christmas where we had them baking Christmas cakes, and I rewrote Jingle Bells for them. Using all the characters, and just to see that, it's that light that you see.
Yes.
You know, for that momentary light.
That's right.
Because there's no cure.
No,
so
no.
It's all about giving them those.
But by doing what you did, you brought them back.
Moments,
you brought them back for a moment. So that's lovely. Just a reminder again, lads, it's Hometown, which is released on the 11th. Hometown, which is the live album, Stock This Week. I'd love you to just play something for me.
I'll do a verse or two of this for my mum.
Yes, I was just going to say.
And I had this image, she was like a river, and I wanted her, towards the end of her suffering, to kind of find her space in the ocean, and she did, and we released this on the 28th with the Forget Me Not Choir.
Yes.
And they recorded with me, and we released it on the 28th of May, and I'm kid you not, she died that night.
Good heavens.
And we were around her, and my brother, just as she was leaving us, my brother took his phone and played this song for her. And Marty, oh man.
Oh, for God's sake.
So beautiful.
And she went with that.
She went listening to this song, which was, whether she heard, I think, yeah, definitely she heard.
She did hear it. She did hear it.
Live TV.
That's
radio.
It is, even live radio. We can't afford cameras in here. Good man.
A river rolls onto the sea, far away from the high mountain stream, to that place where you long to be. A river rolls onto the sea, down through the hills and the glade. You roll on through sunshine and rain, round the oak and the willow you came. Even the birds sing your name, and they're singing this song for you now. In their hearts you forever live on, and they sing of your grace and your joy as you gently go rolling by. With a tear and a smile, so roll on by, yeah, roll on, and soon we'll be with you there, to breathe in the salt and the air. Remember the moments we shared, so go set your sail, sail away, yes, sail away, 'cause we're singing this song for you now. In our hearts you forever live on and on. We sing
sing of your grace and your joy as you gently go rolling by. With that tear and a smile, 'cause a river rolls onto the sea, a river rolls onto the sea, a river rolls onto the sea, and a river falls to the sea.
Mike, that is absolutely gorgeous. Thank you.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure.